Test 2. Task 1, page 16. Speaker A.
Articles in leading papers and magazines have in the past painted a somewhat unflattering and pessimistic view of yoga. In one famous case in 2012, an American paper sensationally claimed that it had the potential for serious harm and even death. However, academic research and numerous studies have found these concerns to be unjustified and erroneous. In fact, quite the contrary appears to be true. Despite the challenging and uncomfortable seeming poses, yoga actually alleviates issues such as lower back pain, reduces inflammation, and lessens the chance of chronic disease. Emerging research indicates that yoga has the ability to raise our body awareness, that is, our ability to self-identify and perceive health issues that are going on internally within our bodies. There is also more to the practice than relaxation and mind-body awareness. One randomized trial discovered that 8 weeks of yoga in a group of 32 young adults improved participants' deadlift strength, indicating a boost in anaerobic ability.
Speaker B. A common form of exercise which is often recommended by doctors as a means of improving a healthy lifestyle is walking. This type of exercise is accessible to all, affordable with little to no cost, and poses little risk of injury or harm, given its light nature. Researchers have revisited walking and also discovered that it has benefits at a previously unrealized genetic level. In a review of over 12,000 people, scientists examined walking in a different light by focusing on 32 obesity-promoting genes. By doing so, they discovered that brisk walking cut the effect of these genes by half. Additional studies also found more intriguing data about walking. One pair of studies was able to ascertain a link between walking and a reduction in cravings for sugary foods and a lessened intake as a result. Speaker C.
If you visit any gym or health club, the chances are you will come across CrossFit, the exercise sensation that has seemingly conquered the world. This program of exercise mixes strength and conditioning training, utilizing functional movement performed at high levels of intensity. Given its popularity, occupational health therapists have been keen to assess its appropriateness. Research into the safety and efficacy of CrossFit examined the issue and analyzed numerous factors, such as ability levels, intensity, and assistance from qualified trainers. Three separate studies reported injuries as a result of CrossFit. However, injury rates were similar to other forms of exercise. They found that among 386 practitioners, the injury rate was only 19.4%. In summary, the evidence clearly suggests that CrossFit is an effective form of exercise with little more inherent risk than most other forms of physical training.
Speaker D.
Walking your dog has numerous health benefits for your pet, and this activity also provides multiple benefits for a dog's human owner as well. Studies have found that walking a dog has significant impacts on a person's mental health, in particular overcoming issues such as anxiety and depression. Research on people and their animals shows that spending time with a dog in such a fashion lowers the output of cortisol, a stress hormone in the body. Studies also show that the exercise resulting from walking your pet improves your sleep. Regular dog walking, up to at least 30 minutes, helps dog owners combat the negative effects of sleep deprivation, which can lead to diabetes and high blood pressure.